Okay, so we're really lucky, Evelyn, that we work with some really cool chicks, right?
Yes, it's not just you and me.
I know. We like to think we are.
But I know.
But we're very lucky. We got cool chicks in our building. And Amber Wilson from across the hall.
You're not really the only chick, if I'm correct, at 790 The Ticket.
Yeah.
I think I am.
And you hold your own with those guys, by the way.
Well, thank you. I try. I do my best.
No, you do more than your best. You keep them in check, which is really good. But you've been all over the place on Twitter and viral.
Social media. Miami
social
Herald.
Media. Yeah, because you shared a really personal thing yesterday on a guy-oriented station. But what is the one thing guys have in common? They all either have a mom, a sister, a best friend.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they love boobs.
Well, they do love boobs, but
too.
Some men don't care for boobs. You know, there's always those men.
That's true.
But in general, every guy has a mom or some special woman in their life, you hope.
And men can actually be affected as well.
I know. But your announcement was?
That I have breast cancer.
Okay.
You are 34 years old.
I am. I got diagnosed just before my 33rd birthday, about 2 weeks before my 34th birthday.
So for everybody who doesn't know what you look like, I mean, you're beautiful.
Oh, thank
you. No, but you are. I mean, you're
blonde,
a beautiful
used
girl.
To be a personal trainer.
I mean, this means a lot because I come in here every morning, you guys, in gym clothes, looking
yeah,
for
but you make them look good.
Hat.
I buy Skechers because of you and new Lululemon pants because of you. No, but so in addition to being beautiful and you're an attorney, I mean, you're smart. You're like the girl we all want to hate. But more importantly, you don't have this history in your family.
No, I don't. I had one grandmother who had breast cancer in her 80s, which doesn't really count when you're talking about breast cancer risk.
Especially at your age.
Right. So otherwise, I don't have anybody in my family. I don't smoke. I used to be a personal trainer years ago, so I've been really dedicated to fitness consistently for the last 10 years.
You're always eating some kind of kale thingamajiggy.
I eat really, really healthy. In fact, I was on a vegan diet the 4 months leading up to my diagnosis. So, you know, I've sort of done everything right in that respect, but cancer doesn't always care. Now, I hope that having done all that stuff right, it will make my recovery much easier.
Yes.
So this is not a PSA of not to do stuff
because
all that stuff really, really still helps with the recovery.
Right.
It doesn't always prevent the cancer, but it does help us survive the cancer.
Well, and the reason why I wanted to say all that is, like you said, it's not a PSA to go ahead and start smoking and go to McDonald's every day.
And say, what the heck, I'm going to get cancer anyway.
Right. It's more that it can happen to anybody. So I heard your story, and I was very touched by it, and because we're all in this together. We're a big sisterhood here, especially at Light FM. Like, we're all chicks.
I appreciate
who work
that.
On this, with the exception of Jack Shell and Steve Young, but they're kind of chicky.
Yeah.
They're kind of like chicks. We're all here to help one another. So you got to know that we're behind you 100%. So I've been getting those robocalls from my OBGYN. That's like, hello, Julie, it is time.
You need to come.
And I, you know, we all don't love that appointment.
No.
Not a
but
fun appointment.
I have to, in order for me to get my mammogram, I have to go there first and have Dr. Spear get all up in my business.
Yes.
So I made the call yesterday. I also have had blood work that I haven't done in about 8 months because I just don't feel like starving here at work until I can get off the air. Mm-hmm. I also am going to suck it up and do that. And it's all because of you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that a lot. I
mean that from the bottom of my heart. Well, you are inspiring. And we're going to talk more with Amber Wilson, 34 years old, diagnosed with breast cancer, healthy, no history. It can happen to anyone. So we took this opportunity. It's Julie Guy and Evelyn Curry, by the way. Good morning. To our coworker, Amber Wilson. We don't really get to talk to her, to you, because you're across the hall hanging out with the boys.
She's on the air at the same time we're on the air at 790 The Ticket.
Yeah, our sister station. So you are 34 years old. You're diagnosed with breast cancer, which is insane at 34. You're getting a double mastectomy despite your healthy lifestyle. You've got
no history.
Yeah, I mean, it's
found the lump just sitting on the couch one day.
Crazy, Amber.
And so even though you don't have breast cancer in your family, you still may be genetically predisposed to get breast cancer and not know it. So I'm really fortunate that I did testing as well. I took all the steps. And so then what that meant is the doctor sat me down and said, you know, you're going to get it again. Basically, it's a 70% chance that I would get it again in my lifetime. And because I'm so young, you know, it's a pretty high risk to take. So were the chances that high that it would come back again? I needed to just go ahead and get the double mastectomy so that I don't ever have to go through this again.
Oh,
and that way also I can opt for reconstruction.
God, you'll have great boobs.
Right. And so I get new boobs
big,
and I
boobs.
I get
some big ones, Amber.
Yes,
for me. Please.
I
know.
Well, I asked him, I said, well, can I at least go bigger? And he said, that's not a good idea. Right. Something good come out of this. Right. But they weren't thrilled with my idea of going bigger. But that's okay. I love my boobs. I'm hoping that they look the same afterwards and they'll just be new and fresh and perky.
I just want to end it with a couple things. I'm not going to make you cry. At least I hope
Julie's really good at that.
No.
I know. You may.
We support you 150%. You got to know that. Like, that's just a sisterhood that
I got really mad yesterday. I, you know, after I heard the news, I was like, I'm going to go to Nordstrom and buy her some really cute, comfy, fuzzy socks for the hospital. And I completely forgot.
Oh, that's fine. I've had
we can send her a care package to
Tim. But I want you to know that I'm running the Fort Lauderdale Half Marathon next week. When is it? I should probably know. And the run for
you're
the
training
pink,
hard for it.
The run for the, I am, believe it or not, despite my best efforts. And the run for the pink portion of it, I'm running for you.
Oh, thank you so just much. So you I know. Appreciate that. We had some listeners of the ticket text in that they were going to do that as well. I appreciate that so much.
That's how much we love you. We know you're going to come back.
Yes.
With the best boobs ever.
With the best boobs ever.
You know you're going to have to let us touch them.
We have to touch them.
You sound like the guys at my station. They've been campaigning for that for
weeks.
We
don't smell.
I'll let you ladies touch them. Okay, I'm not going to let the guys touch them. I don't know if they're going to get that.
Amber, we love you. Will you just let us know what's going on? Will you keep us posted?
Of course, yes. And I will try to keep everybody updated on my journey on social media. It may not be over.
Do you want to mention where you are if anyone wants to follow you?
Sure. My Twitter handle and my Instagram handle are AmberW790, so they can find me there, and then I'm on Facebook as well. And
okay.
And I'll try to be as transparent as I can about my journey. There's still a lot of things to be determined. I don't know if I have to do chemo. I don't know if I have to do radiation. And I'm not exactly sure how long or when I would have to start hormone therapy. So there's a lot of things that still are at play. And surgery is step one. And I'm hopeful that I'll have a quick recovery from that and be back in a few weeks.
You will be. We know that. Thank you.
Thanks, Amber. Guys.
It's Julie Guy, Evelyn Curry.
Julie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, this story, before I cry, brought back memories because I lost my 36-year-old daughter.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
But she had a rare breast cancer. It was called triple negative. And she did no breast cancer in my family. This is 5 years ago. She felt a little lump on top, not on the bottom, and she was already in stage three. So they did chemo, but chemo was not going to work with this kind of breast cancer. And I feel for Amber being so young.
Well, that's why we wanted to speak with her. She actually just stepped out of the room, but she, like we'd mentioned, 34, healthy girl, no cancer.
My daughter was a size 8, very thin.
Yes, fit. So the point is that we've got to be diligent, and I can't tell you I'm sorry I am for you.
This cancer is bad, and she was my only child. It's taking so many young lives. It's unbelievable.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm so, so sorry.
Took her in a year.
But I'm glad you called just so that you can help someone else to really and truly do these mammograms. Maybe go younger. I don't know why we're not starting younger. I don't know why.
This insurance crap is getting ridiculous, you know, because she hadn't had a mammogram because she was only 35.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But she found it herself with the lump on the top.
Well, that's what we have to be diligent about as well, is giving ourselves self-checks.
I never want to go, this is the worst thing I ever went through.
Thank you for calling, sharing.
All right,
Annie. Wow. It's stories like this that really hit home. Thank you for calling. We are so sorry for this. That's a tremendous loss. But why aren't we going younger with mammograms? Seriously, why aren't we doing this? Actually, just got a text from one of our coworkers. Trust your gut. If you feel like something isn't right, go and get it checked.
Yeah, but the problem is Amber told us how it was found. Her boyfriend and her were sitting on the couch. He was just teasing her, like, hey, why aren't you paying attention to me? And, like, poking her, kind of jabbed her on the side of the boob and was like, what was that? And she was like, what was what? And felt it. So, you know, a lot of the time you can self-check and we can't find them, or you don't see them, or you don't feel them. So I don't know what the answer is, but except talking about it.
Be more diligent. That's the answer. Do more self-checks for a while. Really get in there. I'm sorry.
Jab your own fingers in your breast.
I mean, but that's the truth. It's life-saving. Right. You know, we all get embarrassed and start laughing. I'm just as guilty, but listen, this could save your life. Light FM Stress Saver Traffic is brought to you by Hialeah Park Casino. Join the Players Club, receive 10, even $100 in free play. All the details at Hialeah Park. Evelyn.
Miami-Dade accident-free. That issue on US 1 heading southbound at Southwest 22nd Avenue thankfully has cleared up. Broward 441 heading southbound just beyond 595. Got a disabled vehicle there blocking a lane. This update is service of Hallmark and Russell Stover. Valentine's Day is Tuesday. Walgreens makes it easy to get in and out with everything you need. A wide selection of Hallmark cards and Russell Stover chocolates at your neighborhood Walgreens. Keeping your ride light from the Hialeah Park Casino Traffic Center. That's Light FM. Stress Saver Traffic, 759.
Shocked by your wireless bill every month? Additional fees? Tacked on taxes? Come on. You end up paying hundreds more a year than the price you expected. Introducing T-Mobile One. Now with taxes and fees included. Get four lines for just $40 each per month with AutoPay. All unlimited, all in. That's right. Four lines for just $40 each. Now with taxes and fees included. You'll save hundreds a year versus the other guys. Want phones with that? Now for a limited time, save more than you pay in taxes on all smartphones. So with taxes and fees included with T-Mobile One and smartphone savings,